朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是王世军牧师。愿你能有一颗受教的心，认真学习圣经，坚定信靠神，为主广传福音。
先是服从我的教训，
You follow my doctrines，
然后呢跟着这个教训服从他的品行，
And then you also follow my manner of life，
包括理解他的经历，
And to understand his experience，
然后你跟着去学习，
And you learn from it，
和这个听的意思都差不多，
It's the same of listen。
所以你注意到我们信仰中很多的真理都是立体的，不是平面的。
And in our faith, a lot of aspect is actually really three-dimensional.
第十五节说到，并且知道你从小明白圣经，这圣经使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
也就是说，提摩太是因为你从小的时候就明白圣经，那这个说法对我们今天做父母的来说非常的重要。
And Timothy learned the Scriptures from the childhood, and this is important for the parents today.
他怎么才可能从小就明白圣经呢？
How can he understand scriptures from the early childhood?
所以保罗提到提摩太的外祖母和母亲。
And Paul mentioned the grandmother and mother of Timothy.
说明他的外祖母和母亲对他进行最基本的、最早的这个信仰教育。
And the grandmother and mother give the earliest Christian education to Timothy.
所以提摩太的这个圣经学习呀、啊，是从他还做婴儿的时候就开始了。
And starting from being a baby, Timothy already learned the scripture.
圣经已经从提摩太还是婴孩的时候，已经成了他的生命内容了。
And the scripture is part of his life, being a baby.
而且呢，是一直在这样的状况下成长起来的。
And continued in this situation through his life.
这是值得我们今天做父母的学习的。
And this should be learned by the parents today.
当你要让你的儿女从小就学习圣经，喜欢圣经的时候，你必须是一个渴慕圣经、爱圣经的人，让你的儿女看见你是如何的爱圣经。
If you want your children to love the Bible, to follow the Bible, you yourself have to show them how you love the Bible, how you follow the Bible.
而且他所学习的圣经呢，能够使他因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
And this scripture are able to make him wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
那这句话里边呢，包括两层意思啊。
And there's two levels of meaning here.
第一点呢，就是圣经能够赐人智慧，圣经是有能力的。
And number one is the Bible can give people wisdom. The Bible has power.
圣经不是一本简单的书。
And the Bible is not just a simple book.
我们读很多的书，里边也许包括了一点点这种人的智慧、文化智慧、社会智慧、社会经验。
We read a lot of books, and those books might include a little bit of wisdom here and there, and from authors' life experience.
但是它没有能力使我们产生得救的智慧。
But all those books does not have the power to give us the wisdom for salvation.
但是圣经有能力，注意啊，圣经是有能力的。
But the Bible has this power to give us the saving wisdom.
而且呢，第二点呢，圣经所赐的智慧可以使人借着在基督耶稣里的信心而得救。
And secondly, this wisdom from the Bible can save people through their faith in Christ Jesus.
所以圣经有能力，这是第一点。
So number one, the Bible has power.
然后第二点是，不但有能力，这能力可以使我们得救，有得救的智慧。
And secondly, not only the power, but also give us the salvation.
好，我们看第三点。
And now let's.Think about.
这个是最重要的一点，神漠视的圣经对我们有益处。
And number three is the most important.
第十六节说，圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、读责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
And verse 16 and 17, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, and that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
在我们的神学，在我们的教义中，有关于圣经的教义。
In our theology, in our doctrine, there is theology about the scripture.
我们把它称作是圣经观，或者是圣经论。
And we view it as the doctrine of the scriptures.
那这两节经文呢，是圣经论或者圣经观中的最重要的内容。
And those two verses are the most important scriptures in doctrine of the Bible.
首先，这个地方告诉我们，圣经都是神所默示的。
Firstly, it talks about scripture. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God.
注意，这非常的重要啊。
This is very, very important.
直译过来就是每一卷圣经都是神吹气而成的。
And the direct translation is every book is through God's breath.
我们读的这本圣经，整本圣经的每一卷，每一句话，每一个字都是神吹气而成的。
In this Bible, every chapter, every verse, every word is inspired by God's breath.
或者说每一卷圣经都是神的灵感而成的。
Or is inspiration by the Holy Spirit.
注意这一句话的第一个字，所有，每一卷，它带着很强烈的这个强调的意味啊，包括性很强。
The very first word of this verse is all. This is a very, very strong word.
那神所默示，它是一个形容词。
In the inspiration is an adjective.
意思是被圣灵感动的，被神的灵感动的。
And means to be moved by the Holy Spirit.
这句话告诉我们圣经是如何形成的。
And this verse talks about how the Bible came into being.
那下边说到，与教训、读责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
And nextly, it talks about it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
那这句话的开头呢，是一个这个和那个神所默示的那个形容词这个并列的另外一个形容词，就是有益的。
And this phrase.Starts with another adjective is parallel to inspiration, which is profitable.
所以圣经是神所默示的。
So the Bible is inspired.
圣经是对我们有益处的。注意这两个形容词并排啊。
And also the Bible is profitable.
前一个形容词灵感那个形容词告诉我们圣经是怎么来的，是从神而来的。
And first adjective is telling us how the Bible came into being.
那后一个形容词，这个有益的这个形容词告诉我们，神所默示的圣经对我们这些属神的儿女是有益的。
And the second adjective is talking about that it is profitable for all the children of God.
在哪些方面有益呢？
And in which areas is profitable?
在教训、读责、使人归正、教导人学义这几个方面是有意义的。
In doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness.
所以教训就是说圣经教导我们真理。
And the doctrine is the Bible is teaching us the truth.
关于神的真理。
It's truth about God.
关于人的真理。
About man.
为什么说人是有罪的？
Why man?
我们如何知道人是有罪的？
And how can we know that we are sinning?
因为圣经是这样向我们启示的。
Because the Bible revealed this to us.
如果圣经不向我们启示这些东西，我们根本不能认识自己。
If the Bible does not reveal this to us, we do not even know ourselves.
所以关于真理、救恩真理的这样的教训。
So the truth about salvation.
如果圣经不告诉我们神的儿子在十字架上为我们舍命流血为我们赎罪我们根本不知道如何得救
If the Bible didn't tell us that the Son of God died on the cross for our sins, we do not even know how we can be saved.
所以好多的异教信仰，他们不知道怎么得救。
And a lot of pagans, they do not know how to be saved.
他们去只能想象一个天堂。
They can only imagine there's a heaven.
进去之后。
After they enter it.
你在地上可以娶四个媳妇。
And on earth, they can have four wives.
进去之后，你可以娶七十个媳妇。
And after enter that heaven, you can have 70 wives.
这是根据自己的想象在描述天堂。
That's only from human imagination to depict.
他们也不知道如何进到那里，从四个变成七十。
And they don't know that how you can enter the heaven from four wives to 70 wives.
但是我们如何进入永生，圣经里是教导得很清楚的。
But how we can enter the eternal life, the Bible clearly told us.
下边是读则。
And also reproof.
以圣经为标准。
Is use the Bible as a standard.
然后责备犯罪的信徒
and to reprove those sinning Christians,
目的是让他悔改
for them to repent.
如果不悔改，这个字也包括了惩罚的意思
and this word also includes that if they do not repent, they will be punished.
所以在教会中，圣经读责人
So in the church, the Bible reproves people.
注意，你把它理解作都是有意义的啊，在那个有意义的前提下理解这句话。
And you should take note that it's all profitable, including reproof.
我们督责，我们责备，我们刑罚，我们执行纪律，也是为了它的益处。
We reprove, we rebuke people, we discipline people. It's all for their benefit.
下边说使人归正
，for correction，
纠正错误。
To correct people's wrong.
教导人从错误的信仰道路上回转归向神。
To teach people to turn away from their wrong faith and to come back to God.
昨天我已经讲过，我们今天教会中存在着许多的错谬的信仰观念。
In yesterday, I talked about today, even in the church, there are a lot of false teachings.
在敬拜上，我们有错误的信仰观念。
We have false beliefs on worship.
我们不是以神为中心，不是以宝座为中心，而是为了宣泄人的主观情绪。
A lot of times our worship is not God-centered, but man-centered to be emotionally demonstrated.
这不是敬拜，这是自我敬拜。
This is not worship, this is self-worship.
当你以神为中心来设计我们的敬拜的时候，你不是在敬拜神，你是在敬拜自己。
When you are ego-centered, you are worshiping yourself.
所以这样的错误的观念都需要去归正。
And all those false beliefs should be corrected.
还有关于教会的观念。
And our belief about church.
关于牧养的观念。
Our belief about shepherding.
牧师。
About pastor.
是神所呼召差派到我们中间来做牧养工作的。
And the pastor is called by God among us.To do the shepherding work.
他不是会众，也不是执事会的一个雇工。
He's not an employee of the congregation or of the deacon board.
有没有注意的？当你把他当作雇工来使的时候，你是把自己摆在上帝的位置上了。
Do you realize that if you view your pastor as an employee, you're making yourself God?
牧师是上帝的工人，他差派来的。
And the pastor is a worker of God, sent by God.
当你觉得是你雇的时候，你就把自己放在上帝的位置上了，你成了雇工的主人了。
When you think that you employed the pastor, you put yourself on the position of God, and you become the master of God's servant.
所以你注意了，这都是错误的信仰观念。
And all those are false beliefs.
都需要根据圣经来归正。
Should be corrected according to the Bible.
下边说的教导人学义。
And nextly is instruction in righteousness.
以公义为标准来训练和教导门徒。
And our standard is righteousness to train the disciples.
包括管教信徒啊。
Including discipline the disciples.
所以我们对圣经的态度决定着我们信仰的真实与否。
Our attitude toward the scripture will show whether it's true or false our belief is.
所以当我们学这些最重要的这个圣经论经文的时候，我们要去思想我们对圣经是什么态度。
When you learn from all those most important verses about the doctrine of the scriptures,
这个生命记
about our own will,
生命记刊的这个信仰告白第一条就是关乎圣经的。
In CC Live's doctrinal statement, the very first item is about our belief in the Bible.
那地方说的，我们相信全本圣经，旧约39卷，新约27卷，是神完备的启示。
And there it states that we believe the whole Bible, 39 books in the Old Testament, 27 books in the New Testament, is a complete revelation of God.
你注意的，这个地方是说到我们的生所领受的启示现在已经完整，已经完全，已经完备了，没有新的启示了。
It declares that today the revelation we received is already complete, is already finished. There's no new revelation.
前些年我看见一个海报，是一个营会的海报。
And years ago, I saw a poster about a conference.
说到一个讲员。
And it's talking about one speaker.
下边介绍讲员的时候，他是这样说的。
And this speaker's introduction says,
他将来营会分享他这几十年神给他的启示。
And it says that this speaker will come to this conference to share with everyone through many years the revelation he received from God.
让我们感觉到好像在圣经之外，他这几十年又领受了很多的启示。
It's like outside the Bible, through his years of life, he gained the new revelation.
注意啊，当你自己把自己的一些想象、一些观念当作神的启示的时候，你又把自己当作神了。
Be careful. When you use your own imagination or your own thought and you say that this is revelation from God,Again, you are making yourself God.
虽然他们觉得这样很属灵，但是这是一种亵渎的行为，这是一种僭越。
They think this is spiritual, but actually it's not spiritual, it's blasphemy.
你知道在启示录最后的时候，如果有人把神的话语添加一点或删除一点，神要在圣城删除他的恨。
And at the end of Bible Revelation, God says, if anyone add anything or take...Or remove anything from the Bible, he will be removed from God's holy city.
不但是神完备的启示，它是神的道。
It's not only the complete revelation, but this is the word of God.
是无误无谬的神之道。
This is inerrant and infallible of God's word.
在圣经里是没有错误的，是真实的，是可靠的。圣经所记的一切都是真实的，都是可靠的。这就是圣经无误无谬的意思。
There's no any error in the Bible, and the whole Bible is trustworthy, and this is our meaning of inerrancy and the infallibility of the Word of God.
你要注意，神完美的本性在圣经中得着了彰显。
And God's pure and holy nature is manifested in the scriptures.
如果没有圣经，我们完全无法认识神。
If we do not have the Bible, and totally we cannot know God.
我们来到这个营会，看见大自然，看见山水，我们觉得非常的美。我们知道背后有一位创造者。
Came into this camp, we saw the water, we saw the mountains. It's so beautiful, and we know that behind this, there's a creator.
这是自然启示的一种回应。
This is part of the natural revelation.
但是由于我们的人性已经被罪所污染。
But because our human nature is polluted by sin,
我们没有办法再去借着上帝的创造去认识完整的认识完全的认识那位创造主了。
There's no way that through God's natural revelation we can come to this God and really know this God.
所以必须借着圣经神的自我启示这个特殊的启示来去认识他。
We have to, the only way is through the Bible we can truly know God.
所以呢这个神完美的本性是在圣经中彰显，神完备的救恩是在圣经里边得到陈明的。
God's pure nature is revealed in the Bible, and God's complete salvation is also revealed through the scriptures.
如果没有圣经，我们就不知道神为什么要救我们，神如何救我们，神最后是将我们救到了什么样的程度，什么样的地方。如果没有圣经，我们完全不了解。
Without the Bible,We do not know why God wants to save us, and how God saved us, and where God is saving us to.
而且圣经呢是教会的神学和教义的唯一的根据。
And the Bible is the sole foundation of the church's belief and doctrines.
你写系统神学的时候，你可以参考着一些哲学观念，或者是了解一些东西，做一些对比，但是你绝对不能够从任何的哲学里边、文化里边、社会的这种议题里边产生任何关乎信仰的神学和教义。
If you write systematic theology, you might take reference in some philosophy, in some social works, but absolutely not to draw any conclusion about our doctrine and faith through philosophy, through teaching outside the Bible.
所以呢，任何的宗派的神学或者教义都要降服在圣经的权威之下。
And any denomination's theology has to be put under the Bible.Standard.
而且呢，这个教会的一切事工，这个要以圣经为最高的准则。
And all the ministries in the church has to view the Bible as an absolute authority.
我们的基督徒信仰生活要以圣经为绝对权威。
And our faith and life, individual life, also should take the Bible as the ultimate authority.
当你建立起这样对圣经的信念的时候，你的信仰才是真实的，才是有基础的。
When you establish this kind of view of the Bible, and your Christian life is real.
今天早上吃饭的时候，有一位弟兄说他这个对神的这个存在呀、啊、什么的，还是有一些不清楚之处。我说，圣经本身就是神存在的证据。
This morning at breakfast, a brother is talking about he's still doubting the existence of Bible God sometimes, and I replied that the very Bible itself shows that God exists.
圣经就是神在说话。
The Bible is God speaking to us.
不但我们对圣经有这样的信念，如果有了这种信念的时候，你读经的时候态度都不一样了。
If you have this kind of belief about the Bible, when you read the Bible, your attitude will be different.
你知道，在美国有一位神学家叫陶树。
In America, there's a theologian called A.W. Tozer.
他说：“我每一次打开圣经的时候
every time when I open the Bible,
我不是在面对一本普通的书
，I'm not facing a normal book.
我是在面对那位对我说话的上帝。
I'm facing the God who's talking to me.
当我打开圣经的时候，我就要看神今天要对我说什么。”
Every time when I open the Bible, I will see what God is speaking to me.
当你有这样的一种态度的时候，每一次读经，你必有收获。
And if you have this kind of attitude, every time you read your Bible, you will gain a lot.
打开圣经就是神要对我说话。
Open the Bible.
不是在圣经之外。
Not outside the Bible.
而是借着圣经对我说话。
But through the Bible.
很多的人说今天神又对我说话了。
A lot of people today said, oh, God is speaking to me.
那个都是一种僭越，都是一种亵渎。
And that's all blasphemy.
你要注意，神不在圣经之外，圣灵不在圣经之外对我们说话。
The Holy Spirit will never speak to us outside the Bible.
这一点非常的重要。
This is very important.
所以第十七节说出了神默示圣经的目的。
And verse 17 talks about the purpose of God's inspiration.
神为什么要默示圣经
？Why will God inspire the Bible?
不是为了让我们有一套观念系统。
It's not for us to have this system of thinking.
他默示圣经的目的是叫属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。
The purpose of God's inspired Bible is for those belong to Him to have this complete and thoroughly equipped for every good work.
注意，属神的人就是神人。
The men of God are those godly men.
我们有时候一说到神人，觉得在圣经里那是一些很了不起的人，只有摩西啊，只有这个以利亚、以利沙这些才能称为神人。
When we talk about godly men, we think, oh, those people are extraordinary, like Moses, like Elisha.
但是保罗称提摩太为神人。
But, Paul said, Timothy, you are men of God, godly men.
我们每一个人都可以是神人。
And everyone is, it can be.
你只要是一个重生得救的人，有基督生命的人，实际上你已经是神人。
If you are someone who are reborn, who belongs to God, you are godly man.
就是属神的人。
You are the man who belongs to God.
就是与基督有正常生命关系的人。
Is someone who has this normal relationship with Jesus Christ.
所以当你了解了这个意思的时候，你就可以说我就是神人。
If you understand this meaning, you can declare that I am a godly man.
你敢不敢说你是神人呢？现在还是不敢呢？
Do you dare to say you are a man of God?
你要不敢，问题还是很大的呀。
If you dare not, there's some problem with you.
当你说不敢的时候，就证明你对你和神的关系还没有确信呢，没有把握呀。
If you say I dare not, then it means you are not sure of your relationship with Jesus Christ.
你要注意这个意义啊。
Be careful of this.
所以神人就是与神有真实生命关系的人。
The man of God means someone who has this true and real relationship with God.
所以呢，这个地方说的得以完全
，to be complete，
意思就是圣经可以使人认识真理，把人装备的完整，使他有充足的能力来做善事。
That means that God can make someone to truly know the truth, and this person can do a good work.
我们都是不完全的人。
We are not complete.
但是当我们不断地学习圣经真理的时候，我们就不断地变得完全，变得完整。
But if we keep learning through the Bible, we will be more and more complete.
我们都是残缺不全的人。
And we all fall short.
不是这少一块就是那少一块。
Here or there.
但是呢，圣经可以把我们变得完整。
But the Bible will make you and I complete.
变得完全，变得完整，干什么呢
？And why the Bible will make us complete?
去行各样的善事。
To do every good work.
做神所喜悦的事情。
All those work pleasing to God.
所以基督徒被圣经装备好，装备完整，不是为了别的，不是为了自我炫耀，而是为了做各样的善事。
The goal of Christians being equipped by the scriptures is not to show off ourselves, but to God's work.
不是单单在这一处啊，圣经在很多的地方强调行善。
Not only here, but in many other areas in the Bible emphasizes the good work.
神拯救我们是什么目的呀？
Why did God?
有没有想过这些东西啊？
Have you think about it?
神拯救我们是什么目的？
Why did God create us?
见证神，感谢主。怎么见证神呢？神拯救我们是有一个目的的。
The purpose of God saving us
不是让我们在这个世上过一种这个享乐的生活。
It's not for us to enjoy secular life.
不是让我们在这个世上过一种舒适安逸的生活，等着进天堂。
It's not for us to live a comfortable life in the secular world.And waiting to be called to heaven.
如果你是在地上等着进天堂，过一个舒适安逸的生活，那是成功神学。
If you are just waiting to enter heaven comfortably here, this is prosperity theology.
神拯救我们的目的是让我们行善。
The purpose of God saving us is for us to do good work.
所以在以弗所书二章十节那里告诉我们说，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
And in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 it says that we are all God's masterpiece.Created in Christ Jesus for us to do good work, which is prepared by God for us to do.
为什么神救我们之后要让我们行善呢？
And why will God ask us to do good work after He saved us?
因为在得救之前，我们完全没有能力行善，有能力作恶，无能力行善。
Because before salvation, we do not have this ability to do good work. We only have the ability to do bad things.
这就是为什么罗马书三章十到十二节说，没有一人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的。所以我常常不用慕道友，就是因为圣经在这里说，没有寻求神的。慕道友是什么意思 ？Seekers， 对不对 ？Seeker for truth， seeker for God。但是呢，圣经说没有，你的罪没解决之前，你不可能是一个寻求神的人。
Romans chapter 3 verse 10 through 12 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, not no one. There's none who understand. There's no one who seeks after God. So I seldom use the word seekers, which means who seek the truth.
所以圣经说都是偏离正路，一同变为无用。没有行善的，没有行善的，连一个都没有。
They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There's none who does good. No, not one.
所以呢，在我们没有得救之前，我们没有能力行善，我们也不愿意行善。我说的行善，都是神眼中的善，是荣耀上帝的善，一切社会意义上、文化意义的善都不包括在这里边啊。
But before we are saved, we do not have this ability to do good works. And here, saying good works, I mean the good works in God's eyes is not in the world's eyes.
所以在我们得救之后，神的目的是为要叫我们行善，而圣经也是为了装备我们，使我们变得完整，变得完全，有能力去行善。
And the purpose of the Bible is to equip us to have this ability to do good works.
所以今天的经文呢，告诉我们。
So today's scripture is teaching us.
我们要学习使徒的榜样。
We should learn the example from the apostles.
学习使徒的教训。
The doctrine of the apostles.
教使徒的品行，使徒的信心，使徒的爱心，使徒的忍耐，使徒的宽容，把这些东西落实在我们每一个人的生活里边。
And we'll also learn from the manner of life, the love, long-suffering, perseverance, every aspect of the apostles' life.
然后要对圣经有一个很清楚的了解。
And we should have a very clear understanding of the scriptures.
知道圣经是神完备的启示。
And we should know the Bible is a complete revelation of God.
每一卷圣经都是神所默示的。
Every book of the Bible is inspired by God.
而且是对我们所有属神的儿女都是有意义的。
And is profitable to every Christian.
所以是对我们所有的人，属神的人，每一个神人啊，在座的每一个神人都是有意义的。
It's good for every man of God.
当你了解了这些真理的时候，你就要对圣经建立起这样的信念和这样的态度。
After you understand the truth, you should have this attitude toward the Bible.
把圣经当作我们信仰生活的最高准则，绝对的权威。
And you should view the Bible is the highest and ultimate authority in our life and faith.
所有不合圣经的东西，我们都要求神帮助我们把它除去。
And everything is against the Bible, we should remove it from our life.
当我们说我们顺服神的时候，我们特别要顺服神的自我启示，顺服神的道。
When we say we follow God, especially we follow the teaching, the Bible of God.
如此，无论是对我们个人的生命成长，对教会的建造，一定会带来巨大的益处。
And if so, it's greatly profitable for our church building and for our own life building.
任何一个愿意被神重建的教会，都要从尊重圣经、渴慕圣经、宣扬圣经、持守圣经开始。
And every church which is willing to be rebuilt by God have to start from they believe in the Bible, they honor the Bible, and they learn from the Bible.
所以我盼望我们的这间教会，我们的弟兄姊妹，今天能够从这里领受到一个真理，就是我们要以圣经为我们的信仰生活的最高的依据和权威。
And today I hope that this church, these brothers and sisters,will learn from this and view this Bible as our ultimate authority.
把自己完全降服在神的话语之下。
And totally put ourselves under the teaching of the Bible.
而且要去做神所喜悦的善事。
And also we need to do the good works which is pleasing to God.
做神要让我们做的一切善事。
To do all the good works that God desires us to do.
要传福音。
To spread the gospel.
要去让人看见我们是一个彼此相爱的群体。
To let people know that we are a group of people who love each other.
要让人看见我们每一个基督徒里边都有一个对失丧灵魂的爱心，很真很深。
And let people know that everyone has this heart, this great burden for the lost souls, which is so true and real.
最终呢，世人看见我们的好行为，就将荣耀 归给我们在天上的父。
And finally, people saw our good works, and they will give glory to our Father which is in heaven.
圣经装备我们是让我们行善。
And God equipped us for the purpose to do good works.
但行善的目的是将荣耀归于我们在天上的父，而不是归于我们。
And the goal of to do good works is to glorify God, not glorify ourselves.
我们一起祷告，亲爱的主。
Father God.
我们谢谢你将你的话语刻在我们的心板上。
And we thank you that inscribed the word of yours to put on our heart.
使我们可以思想，使我们的心灵可以接受，使我们的行动可以活出你真理的话语。
And we can think about your word, and we can accept your word, and we can live out your word.
谢谢你借着你的话语，借着圣经，使我们得以完整，得以完全，可以行各样的善事。
And we thank you. You made us complete through your Bible that we can do the good works.
我们愿意照着你的命令行一切你所看为善的，将荣耀归于我们在天上的父。
And we are willing to do everything that you think is good according to your Bible.
主，我们在你的宝座前再一次为我们的教会来祷告。
And Lord, in front of your throne, again, we pray for our church.
为 CCMC 这间教会向主献上感恩，献上祷告。
We pray and give thanks for this church, CCMC.
愿主你自己的道充满在这间教会里。
We pray that your word will fill this church.
愿主你的灵借着你的道引导这间教会走在你所喜悦的道路上。
And we pray that your spirit will lead this church through your word to walk on your path.
愿这间教会在这个地区成为你的灯台，成为你美好的见证。
And we pray that this church will be your last stand in this society.
愿主你将合一的灵放在每一位属主的儿女心里边。
And we pray that your spirit will put the spirit of unity in the hearts of your children.
叫主的儿女竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
And so that the children of God.Will together protect this unity through the Holy Spirit.
合一在福音使命上。
Unite in the gospel mission.
合一在至圣的真道上。
Unite in the holy truth.
合一在彼此相爱中。
Unite in loving each other.
合一在你的荣耀里。
And unite in your glory.
合一在基督复活的盼望里。
Unite in the hope of Jesus' resurrection.
合一在我们的主耶稣基督再来的盼望里。
And unite in the hope of Jesus' second.
当我们站在主的台前时。
When we stand in front of your table.
如果我们是一个合一的教会。
If we are a united church.
主啊，必蒙你的喜悦。
We know that it's pleasing to you.
愿将一切的荣耀归于主。
And we pray that all the glory and honor be to you.
听我们的祷告，奉基督的名。
Listen to our prayers in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将“活在耶稣里”事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。